Page 45. Barbara Kozlova, Messenger, Friend and Mentor, by Connie Bateman. Barbara Kozlova, Messenger, passed away on April 9, 2010, after a short illness. Barbara was a senior vocational rehabilitation counselor and qualified rehabilitation professional with the Department of Rehabilitation. She had worked in the Blind Field Services District, Richmond branch office, since November 1997. She cared very much about her clients and made a great deal of effort to provide them with materials, equipment, and services that would meet their individualized needs. Many of us knew Barbara long before she became a rehabilitation counselor. She emigrated from Australia as a young child with her Czechoslovakian parents and twin brother Robert. They attended public schools in San Francisco. Some of us met Barbara during her middle school and high school years, and later during her time at San Francisco State University, when she was pursuing her teaching credential and master's degree in special education. Barbara was a very serious student and a fun-loving friend. Her sense of humor and cheerful attitude was an encouragement to all who knew her. Some of us remember Barbara from participating in a youth group at the National Association for the Visually Handicapped in San Francisco. This was a friendly and safe place for us to attend after school. My fondest memories with Barbara are the guitar lessons, singing, going on hiking, backpacking and camping trips, and ski trips. Barbara was very adventurous and willing to try almost anything. Page 46. Another fond memory I have of Barbara is a time we spent at Enchanted Hills Camp, both as campers and counselors. One summer, Barbara and I and two other ladies decided to form a small singing group. Our mission was to do a spoof on country western music. We were widely known around camp as the Four Hicks. Other camp memories include singing in the camp choir, hiking to Napa, and talking and laughing with her and other friends. The fondest memory I have of Barbara is the summer I stayed with her and the Kozlova family. In our quest to lose weight, we went jogging almost every day at San Francisco State. We started by running around the track. I could only do about four laps. Barbara would do a few more than that. Eventually, we started jogging around Lake Merced. She kept saying we would jog until we got to the gate. She said this several times. Later, I found out there was no gate. She made this up so that I would keep going. Barbara and I also tried to go on a diet, but in the Kozlova household, this was impossible. Her mother made the most scrumptious apple strudel, and on Friday nights her parents prepared some delicious European dinners. During those summer months we spent time talking and going places. She even taught me how to do the polka. Last June I started attending the Orientation Center for the Blind in Albany because I lost my remaining vision about 2 years ago. One night I received a phone call in the dorm from Barbara. We talked for an hour, catching up on what was going on in our lives. Barbara was really worried about the impact the furlough days were having on her and her sons. In spite of this, she was very supportive and encouraging to me. Barbara Kozlova, Messenger, was a mentor and role model for her clients. She was a sincere and encouraging friend. We still can't believe she's really gone. We miss her deeply. She is survived by her two young sons, Gregory, 20, and Al, 18.